Hello there, this is Dave Allen, Wizard Gold, and I'm at the campsite where I work during the summer times. And this year, I've got more work than I had previously because the guy who was at the campsite last year, well, the last 2 or 3 years, who was completely useless, he is not working this year because he was completely useless. He wasn't very good with customers and really he was not very good with people generally, actually. And it's kind of nice not to have him here this year, but still, that is another story. What it means is that this year I'm going to have more hours. So normally I do half-time, part-time until sort of maybe sort of middle of May or sort of some, I think last year it might have even been in June when I started doing the full-time. And then after that I do full-time through the summertime right into the end when it comes, which is around about the 12th of October. So I have a whole summer sort of down by the beach at a campsite working away. And it's not too bad really some of the time. The clients are very friendly and get to meet a lot of people, and there's a few compensations here and there in terms of being by the beach and so on. It does get a bit hot at times, and I do have to hide to escape from the sun. I mean, I'm in Catalonia, northern Spain, and you kind of have to protect yourself from the sun as much as you can. I kind of hide as much as I can and find shade if I can, and always wear a hat to keep my head sort of covered and so on. But that's the joys of working in a hot country during the summertime. Not that it's particularly hot today. It's a bit cool this morning, actually. A bit of a cool breeze coming in. But it's not too bad all the same. So anyway, what's going on? Well, I have been looking at a couple of things. One thing is called Quip, and it's an application which is, well, it's a web service as well as an application, and it's across platforms, which is rather good. The fact that it's a web service makes it go across platforms. The fact that you can get onto a Linux, Windows, a Mac, and you can go onto the website and you can look at your documents, and it's really quite good. And then what happens is that you have these documents also available to you on your mobile devices. So there's an Android application for this, for Quip, and there's also an iOS app. What it is, it's kind of like documents gone social. So if you're working on a document and you want to do some collaboration, I don't think there's anything quite as good as this. Okay, you've got some collaboration with documents that you can do with Google. I think to a certain extent it does tell you if you make changes to it or if someone else working on a document makes changes to it, but I think this one does a slightly better job of it. It looks prettier too. Basically, you open up a document and you can, you know, change a title and put in three different levels of header. It's kind of like doing Markdown to a certain extent, but without doing Markdown, because I tend to only use three levels of header when I'm writing in Markdown anyway. Markdown, in case you don't know, is basically just using text and using little symbols to denote whether you've got a level 1 header or level 2 header. And the good thing about that is that you can change it and export it out to be HTML. And it's a really good way of writing HTML. It makes it very easy. So I use that all the time when I'm writing. And I like Quip because it's as easy as doing Markdown, but it gives you a little bit of extra as well. Like I can put tables in there, which I don't do in Markdown, although I could if I did that extra bit of Markdown. What's it called now? I don't know, I forgot what it's called. But anyway, it's an extra bit of Markdown, and you can put tables into it and footnotes and stuff like that, but I don't do any of that. I write my stuff for the web and keep it simple. I put pictures in there, I put links in there. Although pictures, I tend to put in those when I get into Mars Edit, which is my preferred blogging application on the Mac. So what I usually do is I get all the text written out in Markdown first of all, export it out as HTML, put it into Mars Edit, and that's where I add the pictures. When I'm adding it, doing the work in Markdown, I'm already putting into it the links, because I can do links very easily in Markdown, a little bit easier than I can do in Mars Edit, a bit quicker and so on. Speed is a big thing when you're doing blogging, isn't it? You want to get done and out of the way. But anyway, back to Quip again. So you open up a document, change the title, start putting the stuff in there, and you can just select a bit of text and go over to the right-hand side or on the web page where you're working on it or in the document. It's very easy to pick whether you want it a level 1, 2 or 3 header, or you can just say that you want it to be a paragraph. And you can also put in three different types of list. So that's quite nice, actually, because if you want to put a list in, it's really easy. So you just select a bit of text that you started with. That's going to be a first item on your list. And you just choose whether you want it to be a bulleted list, a numbered list, or a checklist. and then you can change from one to another quite easily, so that's really handy. Tables is very easy to put in as well, and you can also add pictures to it. So actually what you're getting is you're getting a rich text document with pictures in there as well, and it's really quite good. It'd be nice if at a later stage of this application I make it so that you can export out to Markdown or export out to HTML, and we'll see, maybe that'll come at some point in time. I'm going to write a suggestion to them and suggest that might be something that they will have a look at a later stage. So that's Quip. What else can you do with it? Oh yes, this, the important part of it is going social with it. So you can add links to people. So within the document you can add links to people, and you can add links to other websites, you can add links to other documents in Quip, and it's really easy to do that. It makes the document quite alive, as it were. So then you have on the mobile devices, if you swipe it, the document over to the right, then you'll see all of the workings for the documents. Now these workings include all the messages that are connected with the document. So you might send a message to someone saying, have a look at X part of this here and see what you think about it. Change it if you want to. And then, oh, don't forget, you can also put comments as in part of the text as well. So another way of adding to your document in Quip. Anyway, you can sort of send a document off to somebody and then someone else can make some changes to it, and you see where people have added text in there. You'll see where people have changed text from one thing to another, if they've just changed it or deleted it. Or now, I was comparing this with Google Docs, and Google Docs is pretty good as well, but the thing with Google Docs is that you do get a few extra bits and pieces, and you get a few less, fewer bits and pieces as well. So you don't get quite the social effects that you get with Quip, but you do get some different things you can do with the text. You get more variety of the fonts that you can use and the size of the fonts, but then you don't get the chance to put the headers in there as you can with this one. So swings and roundabouts, two different ways of looking at text documents and doing things with them. I suppose it depends on what you want to do. The other thing with Google Docs compared to this Quip is the fact that Google Docs is allows you to also put in spreadsheets. You can do spreadsheets, and also you can scan a document. So if you've got a mobile device there and you want to scan something, you scan it and put it into Google Docs and you've got a scan there. Didn't know you could do that. I found about that today and it's quite handy. So that's what I've been doing, looking at documents, and I'm going to make a bit of a tutorial on how to use Quip. And I might do a little bit of a comparison with Google Drive, as it's now called, in that same tutorial. Maybe even do a couple of tutorials covering a couple of different things with the application. So this is Dave Allen talking to you from a beach in Costa Brava, which is Catalonia. I'm about 100 miles, no, hang on, I'm talking about miles. I'm 100 kilometres north of Barcelona. I'm about 100 kilometres south of the French border. And I'm in a place at the moment called Playa d'Aro. The Spanish called Playa d'Aro, Playa de Aro. So basically that means beach of Aro. The valley is called Aro. And there you go, it's the beach of Aro. So Playa d'Aro or Playa d'Aro. Playa is a Catalan word for beach. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.